Macmillan Audio presents The Moscow Club by Joseph Finder, read for you by Eduardo Ballerini.
They were too deeply entangled in their own past, caught in the web they had spun themselves according to the laws of their own twisted ethics and twisted logic. They were all guilty, although not one of those deeds of which they accused themselves. There was no way back for them. Arthur Kessler, Darkness at Noon. Prologue, Moscow. At 10 minutes past midnight, the chauffeur neatly maneuvered the sleek black Shaika limousine up to the main entrance of the yellow brick residential building on Alexei Tolstoy Street and put the car in park. Hastily, he opened the door for his passenger, an extremely highly placed member of the Central Committee, who emerged with barely a grunt of acknowledgement. The chauffeur saluted, because he knew his boss enjoyed such signs of respect, returned to the driver's seat, and prayed that the anxiety in his eyes had not been visible. When the car was sufficiently far from the building's front door, he popped a Bruce Springsteen tape that his wife Vera had bought on the black market into the tape player and turned up the volume so loud that Springsteen's raspy voice rattled the limousine's instrument panel, the thump, thump of the bass no doubt audible even outside the heavy armored car. He needed the music's raw power, the familiar tune, to calm his nerves. As he drove, he thought of Verushka, who would be asleep in the warm bed when he returned, her swollen breasts tight against the silk of her nightgown, her belly already beginning to protrude because of the baby that was growing inside. She would be sleeping deeply.